Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus came in peace. And on that Palm Sunday, that first Palm Sunday, he was received in joy. The disciples and the crowds were singing and shouting. Even the stones would have joined in if needed, Jesus tells us. We joined in that song. We received Jesus with joy ourselves. But then in our gospel reading, things changed. Jesus didn't change. He still came in peace. He stood there in peace. But everything else changed. As the world around him, as the high priests and the leaders, as the Roman governor, as the crowds around him, decided they wanted to have nothing to do with peace. They wanted blood. As our gospel reading began this morning, Jesus had already been arrested and beaten. He had been before the high priests and falsely accused and condemned. Jesus, who came in peace. Jesus, who came in love. Jesus, who came to show us what God is really like. And how it is that we can love our neighbors? This Jesus is dragged to Pilate, already condemned and suffering. And that's where our story begins today, not in peace, but with blood. And as Jesus stands before Pilate, he is falsely accused again. But Pilate picks up the one thing that could make Pilate nervous. He asks, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Because Jesus was accused of calling himself a king. And another king threatens Rome. But Jesus' answer to Pilate is non-threatening. It's not anything. And so Pilate relaxes and sends Jesus to Herod, because that way Pilate won't have to do anything about it. It's Herod's job. Now Herod wanted Jesus to give him a little magic show. He wanted to see Jesus do some miracles, and Jesus did not oblige. And so Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate, who is now really disturbed, because all of this stuff about Jesus was distracting Pilate from what he really wanted to do. You see, Pilate wanted to crucify Barabbas and his cronies. You see, we hear in the gospel that Barabbas was a murderer and a bandit and an insurrectionist. Now, the Greek word is rich with meaning that we use to describe Barabbas. It can mean bandit, like the ones who attacked that fellow in Jesus' Good Samaritan parable. It can also mean that while banditing, murder happened. But you see, the word can also mean insurrectionist and revolutionary, someone who was zealous enough to attack Rome and its authority. And Barabbas had then done all of that, frightening both the Jewish leaders and Pilate. And so Pilate wanted Barabbas gone. Pilate wanted his lieutenants gone. And Caiaphas and the rest were now getting in his way. In fact, they had asked for Barabbas to be freed, even though those Jewish leaders were as afraid of Barabbas as anyone. So Jesus, this man of peace, who is concerned for others around him, this Jesus is a pawn in a game between feuding authorities. He shuffled back and forth roughly with beatings around every corner. Pilate thought that he could assuage the bloodlust of Caiaphas by flogging Jesus, but not even that worked. And so finally, not really concerned that Jesus might be innocent, Pilate condemns him and sends him to be crucified. A man named Simon helps Jesus carry his cross through a crowd of those both jeering and weeping for him. When he arrives at the place of the skull, Jesus is crucified between two of Barabbas's henchmen. Jesus, who came in peace, as he hangs on that cross, shows us that peace by saying these amazing and humbling words. Nailed to a cross, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them." Looking out at bandits and soldiers, at crowds laughing and jeering, at friends far in the distance, and women weeping nearby, Jesus forgives them all. Jesus forgives us all. In the peace of God, from the depth of God's love, Jesus forgives us. He promises paradise to abandoned. He cries out in a loud voice and dies. Jesus dies for all who were there, for all who were part of this miscarriage of justice. Jesus died for us. Jesus came in peace. He came to show us the height and the breadth and the depth of God's love for all, for the important and the outcast, for the lame and the well, for the poor and the rich, for all of us. The centurion saw something in the way that Jesus died, and he knew that Jesus was special. The crowds who had gathered for the spectacle began to understand what just happened, and they went home beating their breasts. Pilate didn't care. Caiaphas was certain that he'd done the right thing. All those who condemned Jesus thought that they were now rid of the problem. Jesus came in peace, and the world wanted no peace. See, the amazing truth I get to share is that Jesus' death begins to repair our relationship with God. We broke that relationship by sin, and God repairs that relationship in the death and resurrection of Jesus. From the angel choirs at his birth, to the crowds returning home beating their breasts, from the shepherds keeping watch over their flocks, to the followers and acquaintances watching the crucifixion from afar, from those close to Jesus, to all of us sitting here this morning, Jesus' death brings us new life. From this baptismal font, where we died in Christ, to this table, where we remember his living and dying for us all, from the lessons that Jesus taught to this final act of love, we are saved, we are redeemed, we are justified by the love of Jesus, who came in peace. Amen.